Okay, Rabbi Yisai. Holding in the Heilige Halachas from Hilchos Erev Shabbos. Yesterday we did the Halachas of nail cutting. I wanted to mention a couple of things to make sure it's clear. Maybe we missed something out. Hule. Stam, to make it clear, I'm not sure if we said this correctly. Someone came over yesterday with a very good Ore. It's by the cutting of the nails, you start with your left hand and then you go to your right hand. Maybe I said opposite yesterday. Sure. Left hand and then right hand. Now, thank you for that. Ha'ora. The Maisa, number one. Number two.
Why?
Number two as well. Is just over there, Agav as well. While we've all done the Ramah, that a person, when he cuts his nails, should try to skip. You always start from the one that's second to the left, and you walk inwards, you skip one each time. It's a Seder, which he said that Rizal is not Makbidin, but the Ramah said, for example, you start with the left one, this one, and this one, 1, 2, 3, that's how you go, B'chol on the same one. Lemaisa, we did bring some posts from Omekel on it, to Ramah, we should try to keep it Stivi Chazal. Derech Agav, Lachmon and Litzlon, we should never know, La'alenu, when they do the cutting of nails for a mace, for a dead person, Rachman al Itzlan, is they actually cut the old nails Keseda. Yeah, we're not going into why, they cut it actually Keseda. Now, another thing, about so you have to know these things. We said one of the main problems with putting the nails on the floor is a problem of a pregnant woman is going to walk over it and she'll have a miscarriage, Machmas the nails. So we mentioned from the Gemara in Nida, that pashtas are different madregas. There's a madrega of burning, there's a madrega of burying, and there's a madrega of stam. Somebody wanted a taina, it's terrible, it's a terrible taina. That he wanted a taina, they're putting the nails in the garbage is the same thing as burning them, because half the time the bins get burned anyway. So Lamai said, anyway, it's doimah to burn them, it was a chas v'sholem. One of the gedolim once got up by one of these things and said, anybody that burns garbage is garbage himself. The God Lador, Mama, she said that. And I can put him, Chas v'Shalom, such a thing. We said you can throw it down the toilet. Right. That's what we said over there. Another Ora. Bas V'Chol, a big Shaila. Very good. Excellent.
Wait, you see, you should burn your nail.
You should know, by the way, when a person, Chas v'Shalom, is never negated to anybody here. But if Chas v'Shalom, and somebody actually burns garbage, what he needs to do after that is Kamal Impossible. He actually has to go along and ask mechila from every single person that got mazik by the smoke that was coming from the garbage, had to close his window, and therefore did not enjoy that afternoon's fresh air. You have to go to every single apartment in the area and ask the mechila. Now, is it shaykh for you to do such a thing? I don't know. If it is shaykh, still ask her. But you have to know that such a thing is pretty, pretty bad when you do such a thing. Number one, another horror, Rabbi Yisai. A pregnant woman should not go to a mokim that, for example, like a chiropodist. A chiropodist is a place that they have nails all over the place. Why? Because we said a chiropodist.
I now understand what it is.
It's a medical doctor that deals with nails problems. The kids, there's nails all over the place. Or, for example, like this. A woman going to a manicure place. And there's nails all over the place. So it's a problem. If she's pregnant, she has to be makpid not to step on the nails. Because again, these are things that we don't understand exactly why. But Chazal told us that you can't step on a nail. That's a different child. I'm not going into that child. Okay. Let's go right to... I don't know. No, even a mashu pashtus. Now, let me
sweep the nails
for him. So we spoke yesterday, if you sweep the nails according to Mishnah Berurah pashtus, it's okay. But we said there are sheets that hold it has to be in the other room. Let me get... Rabbi say, let's leave that halacha. Let's go to the next halacha. The halacha of haircuts. The halachas of haircuts. So the Ramah brings down in Siman Reish Samach, Ma'etzem it's Oysa Ruah, and other poskim as well, that if a person's hair is long, then there's a mitzvah for him to cut his hair on an Erev Shabbos. Right? And that's the Ma'isa brought down in the Ramah over here. Now, that obviously we're talking about someone that needs a haircut. If you don't need a haircut, there's no mitzvah stump to have a haircut every single Erev Shabbos. But if a person is in need of a haircut, then the best time to do it, the Ramah, is a mitzvah to do it on an Erev Shabbos. It's brought down from the Knesset Gedolah and others that some people take have a minhag. That every single Erev Shabbos, they have a haircut. As I bring down many people, on a mice, if you don't, like most people, you should have a haircut every few weeks. You save the Sherish Rabbah, this is not longer than 6 to 7 weeks. That's what he brings down, that a person should be careful not to have a haircut longer than that. Now the Maisa.
Why, that's like another?
Yes. Now the Maisa. Erev Shabbos, we said it's Mutta. When on Erev Shabbos, so that Rizal says you should try to do it before Chatzos. It's the same thing by shaving. If you're going to be doing any type of hair trimming, hair cutting on Erev Shabbos, the Ben Ishchai brings in Parshas Lech Lecha, and the Mishnah Berurah brings it also in Reish Shana L'Sukkot Zayin, the best time is Koidem Chatzos, not after Chatzos. Thursday, there is a minig that's brought, we mentioned this already yesterday, the Taz brings a minig of people that do not cut their hair on a Thursday. Now yesterday we mentioned, there's an inyan for a person not to cut his nails on a Thursday. We explained over there why. Over here, the Taz says a person should not cut his nails on a Thursday. The Maisa Roy Poskim Acholik. The Mishabura is Taka Acholik. The Moshkoi doesn't bring it. Bechalal doesn't bring the Taz, and therefore he's Pashtas Acholik. Rav Vozner Shevet Alevi says the minhag is to be Mekel. Therefore, you want to have a haircut on a Thursday, there is no problem. Bechalal. Now, the same thing as applies to this. Let's say, for example, a person has a cheshbon. He needs to have a haircut. Now, to wait till Friday, he's going to miss Friday morning Seder. So, Shailif and Bittul Torah, that's a big problem. He's got a cheshbon, he wants to go on a Wednesday. Is he allowed to go on a Wednesday? But he's allowed to go on a Wednesday. Any slight Seder that a person has, as a Shteitin Chidah, that if he has any Seder Bechlal, he can have a haircut as many at any time during the week Bechlal, but the closer to Shabbos, the better. The closer to Shabbos, the better, simply because a haircut should be the covered Shabbos. And now I come to my next halacha. I go to a barber, very firm barber, Baruch Hashem, he knows all the halachas, and he always says, every single time he starts the cut, he says two things. He says the covered Shabbos, and the covered the mitzvah of Lo Sakifu. Right? I never understood what's going on until I found the Kavach Chaim. There's a Kavach Chaim, a Merodika Kavach Chaim. He brings over there the Bala Kavonis. It's an unbelievable thing. He says that a person is meant to have Kavona every time he has a haircut for two things. Number one, the Kavach Shabbos Kodesh. That you're doing the haircut to make yourself look nice for Shabbos.
Even if it's on Wednesday?
Even if it's on a Wednesday. Number two, you're also doing to be yet to the mitzvah of Hakavas Rosha, which we'll speak about in a moment. I did find, by the way, it's also born Kavach Chaim. If you look into the poskim enough, you can become 14 mitzvahs if you have the correct kavana. When you have a haircut, you can get 14 mitzvahs. Look at the Kavach Chaim, he goes through all of them. What are you doing, Rosh Chodesh? So, Kiyadua, Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, Rabbi Yehuda Chosid writes, and the Shavua brings it, that a person should not have a haircut on a Rosh Chodesh. Same thing with shaving, right? Shouldn't have a haircut on Rosh Chodesh. Now, the Shaila is, do we have to keep such a thing? So again, you have to be very, very interesting over here. If your minig of your family is to be machmeh, then you should keep it. If you don't have a minig of your family, you don't have to make up this minig. You don't have to be machmeh or Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. That means, if Rosh Chodesh falls off on any day, and you want to shave, or you want to have a haircut during that day, there are those that will tell you, hey, Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, it's not true. I'm under Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. Oh, but it's those people that have a minig to follow Rabbi Yehuda Chosid. If you've got no minig to follow Rabbi Yehuda Chosid, avada, Maisa, you can be Mekel, you don't have to recover the minute. Netilis Sedaim, Rabbi Yisai, you need to do Netilis Sedaim after a haircut, that's very important. Number two, the Shulchan Aruch, Mr. Ruhr brings it in the end of Simon Beis, beginning of Aruch Haim, that when a person doesn't have his kapel on, no yarmulke on, you're not allowed to speak the Torah. It's very important, sometimes the barber wants to schmooze in Torah, and learn what was Chantosis today, what was the Sheikh Loli about today, right? So they want to know, in this country at least, I'll go upon him, if that's the Matthias, you cannot speak Torah without a yarmulke. Now, there's a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. The Ramah in Siman Reish Nun Aleph Siv Beis brings down Umisaprim Kol Hayom. That means you can have a haircut, and the people that are the barbers are allowed to work all day on Erev Shabbos, right? Even if they're Yidden. Frankly, Mishnah Berurah, Kasha, don't understand? We said just before that halacha that for a person to start sewing, to masakin begodim, to fix up clothing, is asa for schar. You're not allowed to take money for it. A person that's a tailor, for example, is not allowed to work the whole Erev Shabbos. He's got to stop at a certain time. He's taking money for it, Hashayla for Melacha, shouldn't be doing it. Take the Mishnah Berurah. So why do Ramah say you're allowed to be a barber all Friday afternoon until Shkia? L'chayya, you're not allowed to take schar for it. Right? So the Taka, the Vilna Goyin is Chayla. The Vilna Goyin holds that a barber is not allowed to work on an Erev Shabbos after a certain time for money. He has to do it for free. The Mishnah Berurah adds some things among Avram. And he says no. Because you know the difference in a haircut and fixing clothing? A simple chilek, Rabbi Yisai. What's the chilek?
Around the week.
No, the chilek is beautiful. The chilek is when I cut a person's hair, it's nicker he's doing it the covered Shabbos Kodesh. And therefore, if it's nicker doing the covered Shabbos Kodesh, it's mutter all day. Whereas, fixing a baguette, fixing a garment on Erev Shabbos, it's not dafka nicker that he's doing it the covered Shabbos. Zuk the shatzin, if he's there, for a Jewish barber to give a haircut to a guy, an Erev Shabbos will be awesome for money. Because then there's no covered Shabbos. The only hair to be had for a Jewish barber to give a Yid a haircut on Erev Shabbos for the whole way. Talk about all the way till Shkia, basically, which are one of a lot of places that open all the way till Nacht, or an hour before Nacht, is the most of this is the covered Shabbos. A guy, there's no covered Shabbos.
No covered Shabbos for the barber to give a haircut to
him. No covered Shabbos for the barber to give him a haircut. Covered Shabbos for me to give him a haircut. No, Parnassus is not allowed after a certain time on Erev Shabbos. It's Malacha Kavua. It's a big bayah. That's it. Now, I have to tell you about it. It's a moody gazach. It's a moody gazach. The Be'alocha. It's moody, mamish. There's a Be'alocha over here. You must know this Be'alocha because the Be'alocha goes by Rikas about this. The Be'alocha over here. Veshton Aleph. Mamish a moody Be'alocha. Very often the Mishavura starts screaming. It's mamish, he screams. Here's one of the places. He starts to stick in the Be'alocha, a very important halacha. And he says, while we're on the subject of haircuts, let us also discuss the Yisadaraisa, that's more than a Yerudei Simukut Be'alif, of the Sakifu, of cutting off a person's payas, the corners of his head, and the Chofetz Chaim Mamash goes by Rikas over here, Gantza Be'alocha over here. Listen to what he says over here. Masha Eza Hamoy Nechshalim Boy, Babu Nesenu Arabim. People don't know what's going on Bechlal over here. And he says, people think, you know what the Chofetz Chaim says, an unbelievable thing. He says, you know what people think? People think the payas are these things over here. These little strings hanging around your ears. Those are payas. Zug the Chofetz Chaim, those are not payas. But they're also payas. But the payas that Chazal said that you're not allowed to cut off are not those payas. Which are the payas, again, I'm going to say it very quickly because we've discussed it over here in previous shiurim. But if a person takes the corner of his head on the side of his forehead, where the hair starts to grow, sure. And then exactly, and then he goes to slides and takes an imaginary line all the way to the top of his ear. So the mokum of hair that's in there is called the peyas harosh. Now let me tell you, let me, I'm not taking any questions on this because it's a sugar that I need 2-3 hours to explain to you. I'm doing it in a nutshell. 1 second. It's like this: if you take a hair cutting machine, very careful about this, a hair cutting machine, and you use on this hair cutting machine a number 2, you could do whatever you want. You can go all around your head, no baya. Because a number 2 on a haircut machine is not a problem of this shayla bechlal, because it's long enough. If you go less than a number 2 on a haircut machine, then you're entering a shayla b'daraisa on every single hair. Where? Not over here on the top of your head. Not on the back of your head, in the mokum of the peis over here, which we said was from the imaginary line for where the hair starts from the side of the forehead to the top of the ear. Underneath that, under a number 2, Abu Yisai, is an issa b'daraisa on every hair. And I have to add, not that it's negated to anybody in this yeshiva, but you have to know. You people, I don't understand it. I was in a place in Chutz Laaretz giving this shir. The shir on pace in a certain place in Chutz Laaretz. And I noticed that two people had what they call, I didn't know that was the name of it, they call it pencil pace. Where they take the pace and they like to make it thin because it's too thick over there. Can I make it really a nice little pencil mark over there? It's very gishmak. Oh, but it's a daraisa. That's partial. That's the payas mamish. They shave it off with a shaver to say issa daraisa. The cholah shitas. The mishabura is screaming over here. That's why I'm also. Let's go weiter. Doesn't have to be anything.
However thick it grows.
No.
That's it.
Okay. Rabbi Isai. That's the
truth. What's against this?
Lower than the hole is mutter. That's why we shave.
That's why people make pencils on fruits.
The L plates. I call them the L plates. The L plates, the mice can be made from that, but I'm not going to go into sugi right now. I told you, I need a whole sugi from this. This is a shayla of natural. Let's go back to Rabbi Isai. Next. What's the halacha of rechitza on Erev Shabbos? There's a few halachas that we have to discuss for Erev Shabbos. We're not finished yet. We haven't discussed Shabbos clothing. We haven't discussed showering. The Heilige Mikveh by his side. These are things that we're going to go into right now. Okay. We'll start like this. Be'etzem state in the Ramah in Simen Reich Samach. There is a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. That means it's, you see it, nochamol. That these are things that anyone you're going to do. Who doesn't have a shower? Everyone has a shower. But yet the Torah gives you a mitzvah. That means you get schar and shamayim imaginable. You can't understand what's going on. And for what? For having a shower. Right? Everybody knows. I think that the Tosefta over there, and I think it's, I can't remember exactly which Tosefta was in, there's a Tosefta, the She'ilta is the parish of Reishis. He brings over there that Hillel, Heilige Hillel Azoki. Hillel on the Erev Shabbos, you start running, you say, I'm going to a mitzvah. So they thought, ooh, he's going to maybe Bikur Cholim, he's going to Mecham Aveilim, he's going to do all sorts of things. What mitzvah is Heilige Hillel Azoki going to do on an Erev Shabbos? Simple, going to have a shower. He's going to wash himself, and he said, that's what is a mitzvah, it's unbelievable, you say. So again, let me make this very clear, because it's good to know these halachas, to become the mitzvah beautifully, is again, the Ramah says there is a mitzvah for a person to wash his entire body, kol gufay, with hot water on Erev Shabbos. Now, I stress those words, sorry?
I think
do you enjoy
quality? I'm going to get there. I mentioned that the Ramah says kol gufoi, right? It's interesting. The Torah says kol gufoi. If you look in the Gemara, if you look in the Rish, if you look in the Rambam, look in the Rosh, look at the Eilim Rishonim. They do not mention that you have to have a full shower for kol gufoi. They mention ponov, yodov, raglov. Your face, your hands, and your feet. We'll get to those halachas in a moment. Al koponim the Shulchan Aruch paskin that all you need to wash on Erev Shabbos to yotze the mitzvah is ponov, yodov, raglov. The Rambam, on the other hand, won't be shittas at all. In other words, that the whole guf is nichlal in the mitzvah. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, what type of mitzvah is this? Does that mean if I don't have a shower on Erev Shabbos, I'm going to get punished? So the Mishnah Berurah chas v'sholim. It's not the type of mitzvah that you're going to get a nanish if you don't do it. But if you do it, you get schar for it. However, I did find an unbelievable thing. I found there's a sefer that brings a lot of interesting psukim from Hagoyin Rav Scheinberg Zatzal. And Rav Scheinberg once said, brings down the sefer, that Eino Chinami, the Mishnah Berurah says, that you don't have to have a shower Erev Shabbos, but it's a mitzvah if you do. Zugdeh Moedikizah, Moedikachidosh. What happens if you're sweaty? If you're sweaty, tainus with Scheinberg, now you have a chiyuv. Now you have a chiyuv. Because don't come into Shabbos and sweat off. It's not covered Shabbos to come into Shabbos and Zan Matzav. The Meir of Scheinberg holds that if a person is taka sweaty when Shabbos comes in, then he's a chiyuv l'kulei alma. It's not stama mitzvah. One second. However, No, chas v'shalem on Shabbos. Erev Shabbos we're talking about over here. You mentioned a word about Shabbos. Now, I also found that one of the poskim, they want to tell you like this, that if a person is rogil, he normally has a shower every Erev Shabbos, so now it becomes like a neder. Like everything else, you do certain times, certain things, a few times in a row, it's called the end of a neder, maybe you need a first adon. Therefore, if you're rogil to have a shower on Erev Shabbos, you have to have one every single Erev Shabbos. Oh, so I want to get to that. First, I want to mention a Maisa. I have to mention Maisa. This Maisa is brought down in the Sefer Ruach Eliyahu, which actually heard from a Baron Cutler, who heard from somebody, who actually heard it from the Beis Halevi. Mudika Maisa. What was the Maisa?
Get lost in translation, the person in the middle.
I didn't know who he is. Now, the Maisa, that's right. They want to tie up that the relationship between the Goyim and Reb Chaim Volozhin,
the
Vilna Goyim, and Reb Chaim Volozhin actually started with a halacha of a rechitza on Erev Shabbos. How's it shayach? To say gevaldik gezach, the Vilna Goyim was one time staying in a different city. Different city, wasn't in his regular house. So Reb Chaim Volozhin decided, oh, now we can chap. Now I can chap to try and get myself close, have some shaychas to the Heinrich Vilna Goyim. So he figures to himself, what are we going to do? He had to do the Vilna Goyim's mahalach, his minig was, he locked himself in the house, he closed the shutters, and he sat and learned Yom HaVolayla. So who can get a chance to go in there, right? There's no Gaboyim. It doesn't make a difference the size of the check that you give. It doesn't make a difference. You can't get into the Vilna Goyim. So what do you do? It's like, I'm about to get Eitzah. He had Eitzah like this. His Eitzah was that on Erev Shabbos, he realized, one second, state in the Ramah you have to wash. No, the Vilna Goyim Zicha is going to be kind of summer. So what does he do? He takes himself a huge thing of warm, boiling, lovely water. He stands outside the Goyim's house on Erev Shabbos from the morning. And he waits over there for the Vilna Goyim to come out. And eventually the Vilna Goyim comes out. You do it. He's the kind of halach of the Ramah. And he says to the Vilna Goyim, can I be mishamish the Rav by giving you some of this hot water to become the mitzvah of Rechit and Erev Shabbos? The Vilna Goyim nodded. He used it. And that started the relationship of Reb Chaim Volozhin and the Vilna Goyim. Moedika Maisa. The Maisa says, I want to be Magda. What does it mean for a person to have a shower on Erev Shabbos? For a person to know this, the Baruch HaShulchan brings that a person should try and have a shower as close as he can to Shabbos, for sure after Chatzos. Avada and Avada. A person has to be very, very careful. It's normally the shower that causes Chilul Shabbos more than anything else. People are busy in the showers, they're doing schita afterwards, they're doing all sorts of things. Remember, a person should be very careful that when you take a shower on Erev Shabbos, you have enough time before Shkia. I want to tell you something, very interesting. I once asked Rabbi Zul Orbach Shlita, an interesting shayla, Tzachia. Yes. I once asked Rabbi Zul Orbach, a very interesting shayla. I don't know what I'm telling you guys, but I'm spoiling the secret. I said to him, often I get calls from Bochum, what time is Shabbos? They don't know, they don't have a calendar. Okay, I don't know, nowadays they have all the phones. Actually, in those days they didn't have all these phones. But kids, they didn't know what time Shabbos was. So often they call with shaylas of when is Shabbos. So I had a shayla in my name. I said, am I allowed to lie and tell them it's 20 minutes earlier? Because if I tell them the exact time, what's going to happen? They'll go, babish, back into that, they'll go to that time. But if I tell them 20 minutes earlier, they won't know. I want to know if it's a shayla of lying. He said, Avada nisht. Avada you allowed. That's a hershiv in Shabbos. I said, Shabbos b'chule. That's why nobody's going to call me anymore for me. I'll go for him to realize a person has to be careful. To have a shower, to make preparations of Shabbos with enough time to make sure that Shabbos is not going to be mechalel is something that a person has to be very, very careful. Now, what do we do like this? Sometimes, it's not a gate to have a shower and erev Shabbos. For example, the dogma. I'll take two examples. Let's say, for example, in a certain yeshiva, not this one, but a certain yeshiva, where the hot water supply isn't that great, and if you wait till Friday afternoon, forget about it. Mamash, forget about it. Like, you want to be kind in the midst of having hot water, because that's halacha, you're meant to have hot water. So I will go to Eitzah. I'll have a shower on a Thursday. Have a shower on a Thursday. And that's Taka Lemaisa. The Mishnah Berurah Taka brings it down. The Mishnah Berurah Sikkaten Hei Taka says that if for you it's more convenient because you won't be able to have a hot night shower on Erev Shabbos, or for example, give another dogma, you're going away for Shabbos. You're going to a place where there is no running water. Mm-hmm. So when I have a shower on a Thursday night, are you allowed? The Mishnah Berurah says it's Peseda Gomo. Kids, for example, very negaya. When you want to wash kids, now often to wash or bath all of the kids takes a long time. You don't want to wait till Shabbos. It's very, very difficult. So you want to give them a bath on a Thursday night. So we say that now obviously you have to know which type of kid. Like I said, the kid by the time he comes home on Friday from school is completely dirty all over again. So I'm obviously going to give them a bath. But in a regular matzav, there is a heter for a person to have a bath, a shower on Thursday, and he's still mekayim this mitzvah. That's how the Mishnah Berurah brings it lemaisa. Now, feet. Do we have to wash our feet? So the Meister Mishnah Berurah says nowadays it's not negeya. Because among the pshat was they used to wash their feet is because they tackle with barefoot. And therefore that's why they have to wash their feet. Nowadays we don't walk barefoot. Lemaisa, Rav Noivit in the Shmir Shabbos Kolchosim was the Taina. In Eretz Yisrael or any other place that it's hot and you have sweaty feet, then avada the mitzvah is still to be washing your feet. Yodov, we said ponov yodov viraglov. That a person is trying to wash hands and his feet and his face. So when does yodov go? With Mr. Kamen, it says till your elbow. Raglov goes until your knees. We'll have to end with this because there's a lot more to speak about. The gabi rechitza, the gabi mikvah, the gabi clothing that we'll get to Beis Hashem tomorrow. It's like this. I once asked Rizul over Chamotik Shaila. Let's say I'm going to the place on the beach. I'm going to the beach. No, when I finish the beach, I'm going to go straight home. I haven't got time to have a shower. Can I be yotze rechitza on erev Shabbos by going to the beach? And he said avadunisht. You cannot be yotze by going to the beach in such a matzav. You have to do a rechitza mamush with hot water. That's the maisa. What he told me over there. The Aruch HaShulchan brings down a very scary thing. The Aruch HaShulchan says a person should comb his hair after washing, and it saves you from bad things. And it's an Onik Shabbos. As I stated already in the Aruch HaShulchan, a wonderful thing. A person also, Mr. Kavelet says that a person is meant to say, Mamash Nekobet Shabbos Kodesh. Akapani Rabbi said, tomorrow we're going to continue with the halachas of showering, continue the halachas of mikveh, and the halachas of wearing Shabbos clothes, when a person should put them on, which type of clothes, how many Shabbos clothes does he require to have, and those halachas of Be'ez Hashem, we shall try and finish tomorrow. Okay. 6:15, Rabbi said. 6:15.